Good morning, everybody. So this morning, I'm going to give you a little coloring sheet that you can take home this afternoon. Maybe color it and think about the Bible story today from the Gospel. But here is a picture of Peter. Let's see. Well, I'll read this. It's Peter and Andrew out in the fishing boat, and it says, "Passing along the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting their nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men.' And immediately they left their nets and they followed him." And that was in our Gospel reading today. So, now, do your parents ever call you? Do they call you out? Do they? They call out your name in the house, do they? And probably when they're calling you, they want you to do something maybe. Has that, you ever heard that? Okay. I remember when my mom called me. She'd call out my name and she'd say, you know, something like, "Go upstairs and clean your bedroom." Have your parents ever told you that? Okay, to clean up a bedroom or something like, or maybe something, maybe they call you because they want you to do something else. Like, I don't know, maybe the trash has to be gathered together, or maybe some laundry has to be all gathered up, that kind of thing, right? Did you know that God calls people too? God calls people. So last week, or this week, we heard how God called Jonah. Remember Jonah? He's the one who didn't want to go, remember? And a great fish, remember that story? The great fish swallowed him up, right? And then regurgitated him. And then a second time God said, "Okay, now I'm going to call you again, Jonah." And this time Jonah went to Nineveh, didn't he? And he proclaimed God's word. And then there's Simon and Andrew that we read about today. That's these guys here, right? And Jesus said, "Follow me." And they left their nets and they followed him. And then just a little bit later, he sees James and John. They're mending their nets. And he says to them, "Follow me." And they do. And they even leave their father behind. So we're reading a lot about God calling out to people. Last week it was Samuel, that young boy in the tabernacle. And Samuel heard his name at night. And he thought Eli, the priest, was calling him. But Eli said, "It wasn't me. It wasn't me." And they finally figured out it was God calling Samuel, right? To be his servant. And then we read about Philip. Jesus said to Philip, "Follow me." And then Philip went and found Nathanael and said, "You've got to come and see this Jesus." And then Jesus said to him, "Follow me." So how many is that? Can you count with me? Let's count all those people that Jesus called or God called in the last two Sundays. Here we go. Jonah, Simon, or Peter, Andrew, Samuel, Philip, Nathanael, and John and Andrew. That's a total of eight people that God has called just in the last two Sundays in the readings that we've read. But you know, here's the big question. Why did God call them? What did he want them to do? Do you know what he wanted them to do? He wanted them to spread his word. He wanted Jonah to go to Nineveh and spread God's word. He wanted Samuel to spread God's word with the Israelite. He wanted Peter to go to the Jews. He wanted Andrew to go. And Andrew, we think, went to somewhere around the Black Sea. He wanted James to go. James might have gone to Spain. We're not even sure exactly where he went. Philip, we think he went to an area in Western Turkey. I don't know if you know where that is on a map. Nathanael, we're not exactly sure where he went, but he wanted them to go and spread the word. That's what God's call is all about. Now, at the very beginning of Epiphany, we read about the baptism of Jesus, right? When Jesus called his son. But that was different, wasn't it? Because Jesus isn't called just to spread the word. Jesus is the word of God. Jesus is the one that everybody else was talking about, and everybody else was spreading the word, because Jesus is the one who came to be our Savior, to take our sins upon himself, to die for them on the cross so that we could have eternal life. It's good news, really good news. And now, who does God call to tell you the good news? Who has God called to say to you, Jesus loves you. He's called your parents, hasn't he? Your parents are to tell you the good news of Jesus, right? He's called pastors like me to tell congregations. He's called missionaries to go tell the nations all over the world the good news of Jesus. He's called teachers to tell their students. He's called deaconesses and DCEs and DCOs and all kinds of professionals and all kinds of people to tell their churches and communities. But he's also called who? He's also called you, hasn't he? He's also called you to tell everyone you know of the love of Jesus Christ. So God is calling. God is calling. Just like he called Andrew and Jonah and all those other people, he's calling you. So let's go out and tell others the good news of Jesus. Will you pray with me? You can repeat after me. Thank you, dear Lord, that you call your people to tell me and others about your love. You have also called me, so help me to share your love with everyone I meet. Amen. Amen. And there you go, take a coloring sheet with you, okay? The call of Peter and Andrew. Tell you, I might have given you more than one there, but that's okay. Share it with a friend. God be with you.